I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Our first story, which is a look at a women's freedom movement, comes to us from Iran. We get the details from MNN's Katie Harth.
22-year-old Mahsa Amini is the latest victim in Iran's war on women. Mahsa's uncle says she went from police custody to the hospital, where she fell into a coma and died on Friday. Like Mahsa, thousands of women across Iran have joined the anti-hijab movement. Weeks of protests have led to countless arrests. Lily Meshi with Iran Alive Ministries says,
people of Iran thought the Islamic revolution is going to bring them democracy. You know, after 40 plus years, they're realizing that the government is really abusing and oppressing the people of Iran, especially Iranian women.
Pray believers can introduce women to the freedom that comes only through Christ. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And by now, most people here in the United States have settled into a fall routine. The kids are back in school. Everyone's back in the office following summer vacations and travel. But God is doing something out of the ordinary in Native communities. We spoke with Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries about the annual Summer of Hope outreach.
I call it the Summer of Hope like no other. It was not the summer that we had planned. And thankfully, God said to us, I've got a different thing I want to do than you thought.
Typically, the team travels to 6 or 7 reservations throughout the U.S. each summer. Invited in by local Christians, Native believers talk to their peers about the hope they found in Jesus. This year, a positive COVID test erased half of that travel plan. Join me here tomorrow for the rest of the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.